Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is a Friday night show, 8-9. And this is 2024. Oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. It's quite interesting. And if you were to look at what's going on right beforehand here tonight, you see an interesting scenario. Trump's plane was diverted for quote-unquote mechanical reasons to Billings, Montana, instead of flying in directly outside of Bozeman. But the fact of the matter is that prior to Trump's plane being delayed, interestingly enough, there was a flash alert this afternoon in São Paulo, Brazil, where a turboprop plane fell from the sky 17,000 feet as it approached the landing at the airport there in São Paulo, and fell directly from the sky, nose going down, and then went into a flat spin, apparently, and with no real reason as to why it did it. And then 62 people dead in a crash. Well, here's what I think about that. If you recall, allegedly, the electronic warfare that was used by the Russians against the USS Donald Cook, where they one pass and they flew over and turned off all the lights on the USS Donald Cook, then in the Black Sea, okay, that originally, that type of electronic warfare had begun in Iran, and then the Russians came in with money and then took it over and helped them to develop it. And not that the Russians don't have their own electronic warfare, but because the Iranians get a hold of certain items, drones and different stuff and different aircraft in the Middle East, they were working on it. And the old Persians were working on it, the Russians working on it, but I think there's a possibility of that there was a warning with the São Paulo, Brazil aircraft, and possibly with Trump's. And then on a day where the police body cameras come out of the local police, and they're saying, I told the Secret Service Tuesday, you know, and that happened on a Saturday, that there was to be guys should be put on this roof and that we couldn't cover it and didn't have enough, and told the Secret Service site person. But then that's now all coming out. So 70% or more think that there's a possibility, or allegedly a possibility, allegedly a possibility, that the Secret Service might be in on the stuff, the Praetorian Guard stuff. If you get the idea, which was said this afternoon on Fox News on the 5, that was actually said. And consequently, the top of the Secret Service got to go. And you're going to have to bring up some people in it. But herein lies the problem. The question still is, who gave the order? Who tuned the kid up? Well, then we know the kid shot at the gun range all of the time. That's near his home, closer to Pittsburgh. And that is the gun range where all the federal Homeland Security people, FBI, all the federal agents do their shooting match and do their shooting range stuff at. So this kid is out there all the time. Well, I suspect that there could be a tune-up artist in amongst all of the quote-unquote intelligence agents of the federal government. Yes. And then the fact is, we still have never seen a picture of his parents or anything like that, who are the behavioral scientists and social workers, allegedly, that also are big gun nuts. Okay. Well, sounds like maybe a socialista kind of a situation to me, in my opinion. Allegedly, in my opinion, allegedly, in a satirical play. Because I'm going to tell you what, I want to make sure that they have a more difficult time stealing my voice and all of the things that are said than they might have stealing yours or the next guy's or whatever. But it doesn't make any difference. I'm saying it true, and allegedly, that's the fact. Allegedly. And we still haven't seen them or have anything more done on them. Nothing is there. Now these local videos are coming out, and I'm doggone glad they should, because the questions still are, who gave the order and who tuned the kid up? All right? And those questions, when you answer those, you're going to get to the bottom of the situation. But the problem is, the person that was the site planning person that they won't give the name to, but allegedly might be a woman, not Cheadle, the one that resigned, but possibly a woman. But even if it's not, maybe that's a red herring, meaning maybe that's something that is throwing a diversion. But the fact is, whoever was the site plan person that the local policeman told on Tuesday that they better have this thing, Secret Service need to have it covered at the top of that building for the Saturday rally. And he's pretty mad because he told them. So this thing is stinking to high heaven, ladies and gentlemen. And then you had what I reported last night. If you did not listen to last night, you should listen to last night's show, Thursday night's show. And here's the deal. Gold, 24.33.36. That was up a little bit. Silver, down a little bit, 27.53. That'd be a good time to stack you some silver right now. Gold, silver, and platinum, 933.81. You ought to call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And if you get Steve, or if you get son Tyler or Daryl, the capable manager of the facility, or anybody else, you tell them old Hawk sent you and told you to jump on a whole bunch of gold, and Steve can get it to you quick because he has stockpiles in the centralized location, you know, like locker stocks of it, that he can get it to you in an overnight or a two-day situation. And all I would tell you to do is to get it as quickly as you possibly can, and don't depend on the Bitcoin, because the Bitcoin and all of the stuff depends upon not coins, but depends on internets and satellites and all of that kind of stuff. And yeah, it'd be great if we had a dollar and bought it for a dollar. We had 68,000 if you could cash it out. But the fact of the matter is, what Brother Quayle said years and years ago, and I've been listening to Steve since Johnstown's, Colorado, and the Blueprint for Survival and all that time period back then. And I used to see his advertisements in Survival Magazine for military vehicles, Swiss military vehicles, and that kind of stuff, and for Wiggy sleeping bags and all kind of things for years and years and years. And Brother Quayle has said, if you don't have it in your hand, you do not have it. If you don't have it in your hand, you do not have it. And that is just incredible. Now, I will tell you this. I watched Steve's new video on demand. Okay. Watched Steve's new video on demand of Earth in the Crosshairs. And you can either get the video on demand right now, or you can pre-order the DVD now. And it'll be coming out in a couple weeks. And they get it done by the 15th. But the video on demand is available now. And if you go to stevequayle.com, I would urge you. It's a new film by Steve Quayle and Daniel Holdings. And I would urge you because it is just fantastic. Look at the, click on it. I believe you can order it right now. Video on demand available now at Vimeo.com. But all you got to do is go to stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com, and order this thing up because I'm going to tell you it will blow your mind. Earth in the Crosshairs, the interdimensional gates of hell have opened. And you got the scientist Travis Taylor and all kind of people who for years, Mahudi, who has passed on, who was a Zuni tribe, as I recall. And then you got the Medina, another tribal elder. Just incredible information about the Stargates, the portals, everything. Travis Taylor is doing the Skinwalker Ranch stuff, which has all kind of things. But if you go back, you see actual Stargates that were dug up. And it's really sort of out of the movie Stargate and out of the TV series Stargate. Some of the information that you might have seen years ago is for real, and Steve is showing you the for real stuff. The interdimensional gates of hell have opened. You better get it while you can and get it while it's hot. And I'm going to tell you what, it will blow your mind. So you can get the video on demand available right now. Go to stevequayle.com, click on Earth in the Crosshairs, and you can also pre-order the DVD if that's what you want to do. You may want to do both. And get multiples if you can, because I'll tell you what. This is Steve Quayle, somebody who for years has been way ahead of the game. Incredibly way ahead of the game. And God bless him. 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you, and then get Earth and Crosshairs, but see if you can get you some gold or silver coming your way, because it's just incredible that you're going to need this stuff. And then also then breaking Trump's plane, forced to divert and make unexpected landing due to quote-unquote mechanical issue. The former president's private... Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Boeing 757, nicknamed Trump Force One, landed in Billings, 140 miles to east instead of Bozeman on Friday. And meanwhile, the Kursk electric plant, nuclear power plant, which is one of the biggest ones in the Russian area, there's been explosions and things there today. This is like covert action day all across the world in the next few days anyway. And the Kursk plant had explosions allegedly done by allegedly Ukrainian forces, because then also this afternoon, the Russians hit a Ukrainian shopping mall and blew the heck out of it. At the same time, off East China and near East China, a major ship explodes with no understanding of who did it. That seems like that could possibly be a Taiwanese situation. But then again, apparently, 70 Israeli commandos, along with some American and British special forces, launched an operation against the Houthis. I guess the Russian satellite surveillance picked them up, gave the information to Iran, who in turn then told them the Houthis. And then the Houthis killed all 70 of them, allegedly killed 70 of the Israeli commandos and the American and British special forces, all dead. Well, I'm going to tell you what. This Houthi thing, had the Abraham Accords gone through that Trump had set up, where Saudis and the Israelis and others were going to be against Iran and the proxies, and they were going to have peace and have this set up, then the Saudis were fighting in Yemen and the Houthis, and Yemen is also where, you know, old Osama bin Laden, you know, he had some action out of Yemen, did he not? Construction companies, different things. It's just amazing, you know, how this spook world, the spy stuff, keeps ongoing, ongoing, ongoing. And then how they do satellite directed, you know? Generation of scalar frequencies, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalar frequencies, to impact the neurophysiological template. And then if you get zapped and continually zapped, and then it's up to Lord Jesus and our Father in Heaven to protect you. You could also protect yourself with certain, you know, positioning in terms of a home or in terms of a particular shelter in a home or something like that that might stop it, but you can't stay in there all the time. But I will tell you this, you can get zapped and you can end up with crap like I've got, where if I don't sit still, I take 4 or 5 paces with a walker, then I have to stop and I'm unable to breathe and I have to pant like a dog, even with an oxygen machine in my nose, to breathe. But I'm not an easy mark. Like I said, I ain't going to fight you fist on fist, although I could do some of that too if I had to. I could be mighty with my walker and jam it up your, you know what. But I like the, and I say this also for all the gentlemen and all the ladies out there, particularly the tough ladies, Ruger, little Colt pistol, you know, 380. That will go in the, very easily into one of the purses they have for the women, where you've got it, where you stick your hand in the end of it, and you just pull out the pistol. Incredible. You can also put other pistols in a purse like that. But those purses, ladies, if you do not have them, you ought to get them. And the trick is, people used to say, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. You know what I mean? So if you're sitting around or if you're in any place, and there's a lot of states that have, you can conceal carry without having any kind of a permit. And if you do that, and then I'll tell you what, if it's you or them in the parking lot, who gives a rat's, you know what? Better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6. So anyway, concealed carry or open carry in plain sight is generally also in a lot of places legal. Not saying that the police won't ask you what's up with, but that is the case. And I think you should avail yourself at this time as quickly as you possibly can, if you already have not, of any firearm, and I'm meaning a 12-gauge pump shotgun, which is always something that works. You put a little gun oil on the slide, and you get that nice and loose, and you can rack that back. And if you like anti-personnel, you got double odd buck, number four buck. You can get Sabo slugs, number twos, number fours, you know, any shotgun shell within a distance will usually work very well. If you only had one ability to get one thing, that might be the thing to get for home defense. But I think you also need a rifle of some sort, because I'm going to tell you now what you got the Comma Chameleon and the doing the Lucifer Waltz. And the Lucifer Waltz is tied in with the Red China Joe, the Red China Chinese, because he was in it. And interestingly enough is that allegedly the senator from Arizona, the astronaut, has got some kind of a business allegedly that may have been tied in with Red China, allegedly. And this whole thing is starting to get to be the Red Chinese and the Iranians and the Norks and all the different people. And you remember the North Koreans had, the North Koreans allegedly had the special forces. They were called the vampires on the Mexican border, and then we also had all of the Red Chinese in the Mexican border in new housing, if you recall, back a number of years ago, where old Hawk had somebody go down and take a look, and Brother Quayle had broke it that there was, he was getting information that there was white United Nations trucks taking food down across the border, and that there were these new subdivisions in certain areas of Mexico. And longtime listeners to this show will remember that. And Brother Quayle got that, and that they were taking them food, and that there was Chinese commandos and officers living in three-bedroom, two-bath houses and new subdivisions that were guarded at the gates by the federales, Mexican federales. And now they're all basically in cahoots together, and they're trying to give money into the Mexican government. And obviously with the cartels and the fentanyl, they're providing precursor chemicals, everything. The Chinese apparently are involved in Los Aracadenas ports and that kind of stuff. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, this thing in America is about done. And it's going to be up to you to, it's going to be up to you to defend your neighborhood, your alleyway, your rancho, your business, your town. And you know what? It's just incredible. Just incredible. There was a book series, and let me think if I can see it right here. Oh, boy, I can't look at it right here, right now, but I think it was by a Pinnacle book by William Johnstone. And it was all about, oh, shoot, I wish I could see this book right now, but I can't. Oh, well, I got too many books sitting up here. But there's a whole book about it. I used to talk about it. And in the first book, there was a bioweapon that happened, and this guy fell asleep in his back bedroom down in Louisiana, and then they woke up and all this stuff had gone down. All of it had gone down. I'm trying to look at it right now, but I can't see it. Oh, well, I'm not gonna fool with that. But I will tell you this. If you were to look at one second after and look at the wars and the stuff that are fought there by William S. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-O-H-O-N, by William S. Forstchen, if you were to look at that, you just will not believe what you're going to see happen in this country. And so if Russia's hitting them all in the Ukraine, you think they could hit them all here? You think if there is some kind of a gateway or some kind of electronic warfare that took place in South America as they're trying to land in Southern and Sao Paulo Airport, that knocks a plane out of the sky from drops 17,000 feet. Supposedly they found the black box, but 17,000 feet, and then crashes and burns and everybody's dead. And then after that, we have Trump's plane diverted allegedly for a mechanical issue to Billings, 140 miles west. Well, Billings is not Bozeman. And in Billings, you got more of the Federale crew. Although you got that in Montana anyway. But then there's all kind of special ops in Montana and underground bases and helicopters. It's just incredible. And what we saw in the Great Lakes yesterday, well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, the stuff is stinking. Blinken, Lincoln, and Red China Joe, don't you know? I thank you, Daryl Lee, for the prayers and praying with me on Butch Paw's show yesterday. God bless y'all. Israel gets $3.5 billion of U.S. weapons. Emergency alert. Ukraine strikes Russian nuke plant. Yep. And, but at the same time, you got Red China Joe talking about putting Trump in the bullseye 2 days before that Saturday, right? And then you got Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania, which and where the fact that happened, but it seems like his State Department Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm just reading certain things out of Epoch Times. ladies and gentlemen, this thing is about to put a fork in and it's done. And God bless you all out there. I pray that Lord Jesus would remove this cancer from my body. And here's the deal. I sound good. And one of my buddies, one of my good buddies, said I sounded like a 16-cylinder turbo Bugatti. And I hope that I felt that well. I feel not well at all. If I move even in a chair just a little bit, I can't hardly breathe. And even with oxygen, if I take 4 or 5 steps, I'm goofed. I am goofed with the walker. So I get rolled down the hallway in the wheelchair to the radio room. And God bless you all. Any assistance is most needed, most welcome, believe me. And there's, you know, a lot of reason for it. You can't believe it. All the, you know, the billing and the stuff. But anything can be sent. Federal Reserve notes, easiest. A little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, platinum. Or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that's what keeps me on the air, keeps me going, keeps me in the mix, and keeps me, in a sense, actually breathing now. The other thing is, our old friends, the Nunemakers, if you can assist them, God bless you. Because they have the missionary group in Southeast Asia, in Indochina, and they provide Bibles and songbooks to the Montagnards. And the best way that you can do that is any amount is you can send them anything if you want, and that will go towards Bibles in the dialects of the Montagnard tribes. And yeah, Vietnam vets, these are the yards. These are the yards that you may have, if you're in special ops or something, special forces fought with against the Viet Cong and against the North Vietnamese. But Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, that's Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And once again, it's Nunemaker, 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 Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, 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 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And I'll tell you what, you'll provide Bibles and songbooks in the dialect printed and taken up into the Montagnard villages in Indochina. And that's Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states, and on down the hill into Myanmar. All right? That's Indochina. And God bless them. They're on fire for Lord Jesus. They're the ones where they were, had a house church and filled the house up, and then they built the small church in the back, clapboard church, and to give extra people, extra room for extra people. They're growing like you cannot believe, and God bless the Nunemakers for doing all that missionary work for all those years, and may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. God bless Lady J. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you would go and touch her, and as well as the Nunemakers. Touch Debbie Nunemaker, because she broke her arm and wrist. Touch her. And then Lady J also, for some reason, broke her wrist or arm. And will you touch her? And she's in the Blue Ridge and in the Smokies. And has started home canning throughout that area again. And is an advocate of it and all the things. And I think you should undertake that yourself too. But God bless Lady J for all you do for the Lord. And thank you. And the old Allegheny friends, and they got them a tough beagle dog up there named Ben, I believe. Ben the Beagle. Who's a bear chasing Ben the Beagle. God bless you. God bless you, Mars Hill. And all the good people in Prescott Valley. Prescott Valley is an interesting, good-looking place. Dunlap, Iowa. Hampton, Iowa. Beatrice. God bless Beatrice, Nebraska. Thank you to all those people. And if you can, I'll tell you what. Brother Quayle, avail yourself of getting his new crosshairs, Earth in the Crosshairs, because I'm going to tell you, blow your mind. You ought to watch the video on demand. You ought to order a couple of the actual DVDs themselves, because I'll tell you why. You may want to give that DVD to somebody. And that is incredible, because I'm going to tell you, it is the true history of the early world and all the stuff, and then how these giants and the fallen angel crossed through the gates and the different portals and all of the stuff. And it's all based on actual stuff that Brother Quayle, in his research, has got the right people telling you all about it. Travis Taylor, who with the Skinwalker Ranch thing on the History Channel, and then also involved with other things, because he's been involved in things, all kind of Tesla, when Tesla projects in New York and all that kind of stuff, he did research on that. And he is a genius scientist out of Alabama. But I'll tell you what, he's a good man. And then I know also other people, that Dr. Edwin Teller came to visit their high school. Science project, because they were involved with Tesla studies. And that's the old River Pirate. God bless the old River Pirate. God bless the Cold War Warrior. And I'll tell you what, he saw spirals at one period in time, and then out of that spiral, which we're talking about in Earth in the Crosshairs, Steve, new video. The fact is that once upon a time, you saw it come out of a spiral, out of a green glow, so to speak, spiraling. Out in the middle of the Pacific, whilst on a certain spy ship, and then out of that thing came a diamond-shaped craft, spacecraft, that came right out of that and came down right off their bow, not very far off the bow, not very far up in the air. And then that was then reported per NSA protocol about UFOs, spacecraft, etc. And consequently, within a minute or two or 3 minutes, directions were given to go to a certain spot on a map, to an atoll or an island that didn't exist on the map. Well, as they went to it, it became what we've called for over 20 years, the Isle of Doc Monroe. And then apparently after docking, and only the radio man, the master chief, et cetera, or the radio man, the captain, and maybe officer of the day were taken up to a blockhouse building, went down on a fast elevator to the ground, and they're opened up into a cavern with 40, 50 feet high ceilings, and all kind of scientists and all kind of stuff from the United States and other countries. Maybe even from the old days, maybe from the Nazi Germany type scientists. But this area certainly had American scientists, and it also had hybrids in it. And then as you walked in, there was genetic experiments. There were all kind of stuff going on. Mechanical experiments, and then further down the deal, which went on for miles underneath the seabed floor. Which then you could see the ocean out there through a gateway, or through a locked gateway that you could see through, glass or whatever, a plexi, whatever it was made out of. That then it could be open on one end and then flooded, and then you could open it at the other end and go out into the ocean. And then near that area were various UFOs, including a diamond-shaped craft, a regular, what I would call flying saucer, a scout-type ship, and a triangular craft sitting right there and overseen by above top secret, ultra-black U.S. military and God knows who, involved with the aliens and the hybrid aliens, the fallen angels, whatever you want to call some of these people. And this stuff actually did happen and did take off. That's now called Little Nell, N-E-L Island, Little Nell Island, I believe, or N-E-L-L. But it ain't all that far from Kwajalein, but it never existed back then on a map. And I will tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is going to go wild, weasel. You need to get Brother Quails and Holdings VCR or video on demand. And then if you can, go ahead and order the other too. Get the video on demand, but you can watch it immediately and then see. And then I'll tell you what, you may want to buy Extry. Now, Governor Abbott in Texas is ordering Texas hospitals to report the health care costs for illegal immigrants. And they want to collect data on patients living illegally in the United States and report the cost of the medical amounts. Just incredible. That's an Epoch Times headline. Oklahoma urges the Supreme Court to restore family planning grants from HHS. Now here, Communist Chinese Party spy convicted. New York resident convicted as a CCC spy. How overseas Chinese spy operations work. It's just going to be a wild weasel, ladies and gentlemen. And now you got Kama Chameleon and the Luciferian Waltz of the Red China Luciferian Waltz. Just incredible. This is interesting. UKR reported 7:12 p.m. on Friday night, August 9th. Emergency vehicles have just arrived at the White House gates. Several entrances to the White House have been blocked. Now, that's interesting. What's going on at the White House? Are we about ready to get Vice President Kamala Harris going to become the President of the United States? Or is there some kind of a thing going on? I'll tell you what. There's a lot of action happening. And that's the UKR report. Thank you to TK for sending me that. Ladies and gentlemen, stuff's going on here. You better get you some more food, water, and all of it. I don't know what to tell you other than to tell you that. And nothing else, get you two or three more cans of chunky soup because that'll give you 3 days for one person to eat. Okay, here's another one. U.S. military base at Karahab, Algier Airport, northeast Syria, has reportedly been struck by several Iranian-backed drones within the last hour, with fire and smoke seen coming down from the base. Well, there you go. Now there you got your now you got your stuff outside the White House. So I'm gonna tell you what they had the allegedly had in the top Iranian into the one of the 40 committee hearings, or allegedly the National Security Council hearings. And I told you about all that stuff and how they might be cooking something up to do it and then to declare a martial law in this country, or perhaps Biden as gets caught at the beach or something happens and then Kamala becomes the actual president. And then if you've got a major attack in the U.S. or if that big wave, one of them Russian subs, or if a big wave starts and throws the Great Lakes down through the Illinois River or down through the Ohio River or what have you. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Takes out a few cities like Milwaukee, Chicago, Minneapolis, Saginaw, different ones, you know what I'm saying, Traverse City. So if you've got all of that going on, and then it all of a sudden starts to come down river, you've got a martial law there. Or if you have Iranian containers that include missiles with warheads on them, well, they don't have any nuclear warheads. Well, in 2004, I told you that they had up to 42 warheads in 2004 that they purchased on the open market. Back then, they could purchase nuclear weapons from the Ukrainians, okay? We're still part of the Russian, just getting out of the Russian orbit, so to speak, or the Soviet orbit. But you could also purchase directly from Russians and different people. And then if they brought the Russians in, which they did, and the Iranians brought S-400s, S-300s, and 400s back in 2004. Now they're, so they're just getting these delivered here this past week. Well, I recall back about 2005 that they were involved in training their people up on them already. And then now supposedly they have a new system, an Iranian system of missiles that they're training the Russians on. So back and forth and back and forth. But it ended up to no good, and it could be an attack upon the United States, which then how do you help Israel if something blows with a nuclear weapon in the United States? Or if the Great Lakes come tumbling down and go out through the center of the country into the Mississippi and create a an interior lake or sea 100 miles wide that knocks out all the bridges and knocks out many towns and goes down river, as has been seen by people in the past, and also documented by the possibilities of that from the U.S. Navy documents that described a possibility of something like that. See, if you knock out the deal, the Great Lakes could go and drain into the Illinois River and down into the Mississippi, etc. Then that gets pretty wild weasel pretty quick, and then you also get them coming on down Huron, Erie, etc., and then have them drain into different stuff. Oh, man. It'd be martial law, wouldn't it? Martial law means not U.S. Marshals, but it means military law, which I've told you about many, many times. And you remember we had Obama's new declaration and all of that. Remember all of that? But we had also domestic insurgency in the declaration of martial law, which is what Jamie Raskin is saying if Trump wins. And when you got Red China Joe saying yesterday or whatever, where they ask him, if you think there'll be a peaceful transfer of power, and he first says, well, if Trump wins, there won't be. And then he changes his mind real quick and says, oh, no, if Trump loses, there won't be. But Jamie Raskin of, well, when I always talk about, I always think about the show The Wire and the Maryland and the Baltimore police and all the stuff and The Wire and all the different people. I think about Raskin, and Raskin has said they will use the 14th Amendment, Section 3, about insurgency and how Trump caused it, to deny Trump the presidency, even if he wins. So you're going to see the possibility of a civil war based upon that. But there was domestic insurgency and the declaration of martial law. And shortly before November 2008, presidential election, George Bush signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document, Domestic Insurgency and Declaration of Martial Law. And Brother Greg Evans and I talked about this in detail a lot of times, and I've brought it up over and over and over the years. And how it's about, oh, I don't know, this thing is easily 40 pages or more of totally 40, 50 pages of documentation of what they're going to do. And then if you also recall, the fact that, let's see, what was that called? Obama did a new executive order signed by Obama, effectively creates structure of military governors for martial law based on the 10 FEMA regions. You can look a lot of this stuff up. You can look a lot of it up. And I'll tell you, I don't think we're going to be happy what's going to happen here. And elections don't have ability to solve a lot of problems, because there's spiritual problems in this world and in this country. And you got them doing the Luciferian hat dance for Walsh. And it's just going to be a wild weasel scenario. And now they're talking about new bio weapon type situations. And you better go to the, watch what you do when you go to the fairs and the carnivals and the county fairs and all the stuff. And interestingly enough, there's a new fair ongoing right now. Is there not a big one? Is it the Wisconsin State Fair, I think? And they told you that a bottle of water is $5 and cheese curds are $7.50. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. The so Trump is going to take a private plane to the Bozeman Airport. That's interesting. He's got a private plane, but he's got to take another one, but there's no word exactly how that's going to happen. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that our Father in Heaven, Lord Jesus, would protect President Donald Trump, because at least he's got policies and certain things, even though he still is somewhat naive and somewhat peccant. You know, he's truculent. He wants to fight, and that may not be his best thing, but then it's also one of his best cases. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. You don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. And you want to pray to Jesus. Pray to our Father in Heaven to protect your family, your business, your ranch. And also to provide you with the ability to understand quickly the events that are going on and to react to them in the proper fashion to provide defense. And I would urge you to get as much long-term storage food, secondarily canned goods. And when I say canned goods, you should get things that have a meat, vegetables, etc., I think our potatoes are good. And as much water and water blocks and small water containers you possibly can. Plus, Berkey Lights, Alexa Pure filters. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Mighty men and women of outer. Use your space technology, MMV, to strike blows against the enemies of the U.S. Bill of Rights. And to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. Bendigo Rangers, I know you're ready. God bless you. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey LaPua, keep your eye on the optics, Mickey, and squeeze that trigger. Don't jerk it. Road and Track and Little L. Say hello to Tiger T. And also your mother. God bless you all, and Lord Jesus love you. And you guys stay on your studies.